Well, good morning again. Glad to be with us. Good to have you here. I'm dropping out. That's an issue here or an issue there. The devil got kicked out of heaven and landed in the soundboard. Just want you guys to know that. You know, that's just what it is. Let me make you just a couple of announcements. Just I think that are just coming up here real shortly. September 4th at 9 o'clock, our seniors, our Life Force seniors, they're starting to meet again. So it's really great. Back in the back there, they have a great Bible study, great time together. Anybody can come. So if you're, it's not really seniors, anybody, Russ, those guys. So if you're free, if you're free on a Tuesday morning to come and want to be a part of a Bible study, just come. It's for anybody and everybody. It's a great time that they have together. And then as well, ladies will be meeting on the next day, September 5th. Joy, stand up right here. Most of you know Joy. Just stand up right there. If you're new to our church, that's Joy. And they're going to be doing a ladies thing on Wednesday mornings. And so you need to see her just to find out all the details. We start Wednesday morning. But we're excited about it. Excited about all of it kicking back in. Isn't it good to be back? Well, I guess it's not good for some of you to be back from vacation. You're saying you wish you were still there. But it's good getting our body back together and our people back together and worshiping together. I enjoy that. We started last week, we had communion, it was a great day, but we started looking at the issue of which our life groups in some ways are going to be in this next series about the treasure that we have. Jesus is everything, that Jesus is everything. As we went through communion last week, we looked at that Jesus is everything. We ended with a prayer that we said, could we pray this prayer? Is it possible to pray this prayer for us? And the prayer was, dear Jesus, I want you in the center of my life and commit through your power to serve and obey you. Now, it's one thing to read that prayer, is it not? I mean, it's one thing to say, yeah, okay, dear Jesus, I want you in the center of my life, commit through your power to serve and pray you. Where are we having for lunch? But if we really got serious about that, if we really understood that Jesus is everything and Jesus wants us within that process, can we do that anytime, anywhere, at any cost to do anything? That raises the bar, does it not? I want you in the center of my life to commit through your power to serve and obey you. Whew, okay, good. I want you there. I want you there, but I may not put you there. But when you add the anytime, anywhere, at any cost, whoa, wait a minute. And the heaviest cost of following Jesus is seldom. But I will do anything. I will do anything you tell me to do. You lead and we will follow. You guys know I love the word association game. I love that. It's just a way to focus us quickly in an area. And this morning in the word association game, if I said football, some of you would have, you know, if I was more specific, said 49ers, some of you go, yay, and some of you go, If I said the Raiders, some of you go, yay, and some of you go, If some of you just go, if I say football, you know, what's that? Yeah, thank you. Got that one. Okay, Russ, you won't be watching any football games this year. You better go to the man cave. You know, that's all I got to say. Yeah, if I said Panera this morning. Panera, yeah. Yeah, that would bring a mind. So this morning when I say the word treasure, what comes to mind? When I say the word treasure, what comes to mind? Do you think of some pirate with treasure? Do you think it's buried? What is the word that comes to your mind? What comes to your mind? And even better yet, the question is, what is your treasure? What is your treasure? Now, for some, it may take a while to think about that. For some, it may be, I got to think about, well, okay, really, what's my treasure? I don't know. We looked at that treasure. That Jesus is everything. And the question that we come to that after we have this mindset of the word treasure in our life, what is your treasure this morning? What is my treasure this morning? What are the things that we treasure most? Some of them may be great. They're fine. They're good. But what is the question is, what is he your treasure? Is he your treasure? Is the Lord Jesus the treasure that we have? It's really pretty simple. What was your first thought? See, we've looked at the fact over and over that your purpose defines and determines your priorities, right? It's not hard to realize then Matthew chapter 6 tells us that where your treasure is, Ah, wow. So the word points it out to us where our treasure is. That's where our heart is. So when I say what comes to your mind when I say what is your treasure, they may not be bad. Some of you say, oh, my treasure is my kids. It's a great and admirable thing. But is that the priority of our life? The priority of our life is your treasure today. More than job, more than your accolades, more than the things you have, more than all the things that we look for, is he your treasure? And that is the point. And to say that prayer, again, would have to be that he is our treasure. That his purpose in our life, to glorify him, to make him known, to share the love of Jesus to every person, when that is our purpose, then the priorities from that will be determined. Matthew 16:26. We looked at that last week. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? What's the most valuable thing that you own? Listen, it's not all the things you have. It's not all the dreams that you have, though they may be great. It's not the job you have, the money you have, the car you drive. Is there anything in the whole world that is worth losing your soul and the kingdom of heaven? Is there anything in that? And he says, no, there's nothing that you could exchange for it. There's nothing comparable. Jesus, early on, after a few months of his ministry, started teaching about the kingdom of heaven. He starts telling us about the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 13 is filled with parables. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, he gives us one of these parables. He says, the kingdom of heaven, now that's used interchangeably with the kingdom of God. But in that day, the Jews didn't want to say the name of God. So they put it together. There's 33 times the kingdom of heaven is used in Matthew here. But the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. And when a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought the field. The point here is the kingdom of heaven is incomparable. That is the point. The kingdom of heaven is incomparable. Its value exceeds the greatest treasure that came into your mind or comes into your mind. It is the greatest treasure. The purpose of the Lord Jesus today was redemption. That is the purpose of Jesus. And today we gather together because he fulfilled his purpose if you trust in him. If you placed your trust in the Lord Jesus, he has redeemed us. To redeem us from our sin, to redeem us from our fallenness. He says he wants to justify us, to declare us righteous, to be with Jesus. That is the purpose, that one day, because of the fallen nature of man, because of the sin in our life, we needed a sacrifice, that Paschal Lamb who came and died for us. And the purpose of Jesus was to come. He did not come he came that he might give life, right? Not to condemn. John 3:16, we know, but 3:17, he came not into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The purpose of Jesus was to bring redemption to every person. We said last week, there's nobody whose eyes you're going to look into who the Lord Jesus does not love. Wow. Then we ask, I wonder if they see that love in our heart, in our lives, in our eyes. No one that Jesus, no one that we are seeing today or this week or we're going to look at, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, is somebody outside of the love of the Lord Jesus. The purpose of Jesus was redemption, to be with him. But he talks about the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like, all through Matthew 13, he talks about the different issues of the kingdom of heaven is like, that great incomparable price, the pearl of great price, all the different things. He says, man, the kingdom of heaven is incomparable. There's nothing that will compare to it. Yet we try. See, what does the kingdom of heaven encompass? What does the kingdom of heaven really encompass? He wants it to encompass our entire life. Wherever God, listen to this, wherever God rules over the human heart as king, there is the kingdom of God established. See, the kingdom of God is you and it's me. Why? Because he sent his son to die so that we might inherit eternal life, inherit that kingdom of God. And whenever he rules in our heart, wherever he rules over the human heart as the king, as the treasure of our life, at that point, the kingdom of God is established. Let me tell you where the kingdom of God is, okay, what it does encompass. First off, the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is within us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 and 20. He talks, all this is from God who reconciled to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against him, as he committed to us the message of reconciliation. It goes on to say within that whole passage, the word he uses in different, is that we are ambassadors for Christ, right? We are his ambassadors. We belong to another kingdom. The kingdom of God, when he does a work in our heart, when he places the Spirit of God within us, guess what? The kingdom of God just took residence within us. The kingdom of God. And we are his ambassadors. We are citizens of another country, of another place. We are citizens of heaven. We belong to another kingdom. We are ambassadors. Our ambassadors today, they represent the United States in other lands. That's the goal that they have. We hear that often, but let me tell you something else that struck me this week. I am not just an ambassador, and neither are you. Guess what we are? With the kingdom of God with us, we're an embassy. We're the embassies. We're not just ambassadors. We're not just representing the kingdom of heaven. We are the kingdom of heaven. Within us, the Spirit of God dwells. And so part of the kingdom of God dwells within us, the kingdom of heaven, knowing the Lord Jesus. We are embassies where people should come. Where people should come. We want to find that refuge. We want to find that security. You know, the embassies on foreign lands, they're owned by the country whose embassy they are. So when I go, when I traveled, I would always, one of the things, I wanted to know where the American embassy was. I wanted to know where the United States embassy was. Now, when I went into that embassy, if I were to go into that embassy, guess what? That embassy would be under the rules and regulations of the United States. It's sovereign territory. It is owned by the United States. So if I was in Romania and I went to the U.S. embassy, I wasn't under the regulation and rules of Romania. I was under the rule and regulation of the United States. And it's interesting how you walk in a foreign country, you walk into the U.S. embassy, and you feel like you're home. You feel safe. Folks, we're embassies. Not imbeciles. Embassies. That's what we're to be. We are to be ambassadors, but we are more than that. We are to be the representation of Jesus. People should come to us and find there's safety there in Jesus, not in our own flesh. We are a new creation. We are called a new creation. Man, he changed our citizenship, but he changed our country of origin. My old nature is gone. I gave up the passport to the old world, and I gained a new citizenship, a new birth certificate in the kingdom of God. Embassy today, not just an ambassador. But not only is the kingdom of God within us, the kingdom of God is with us. The kingdom of God today is with us. No, I'm not saying heaven is here on earth. It's not. Not at all. Not by any chance. Not at all. But God says that his church, we together here, represent part of the kingdom of heaven. Why do we come corporately to worship together? Because we are part of the heaven of God. We are part of the kingdom of God right here. God, both the universal church and the local church, but it's the local church, we as a body who come together, who he loves within that body, the local church, and that's the means and the method by which God moves the church forward, that God moves us forward in this world, that we are to be ambassadors and the enemies, and that we come together as a body, as a family, as citizens of heaven. And the church of God is not, the kingdom of God is not only within us, it is with us. The people around you who know Christ are part of that same citizenship. This is to be a little taste of heaven as we come together. As we come together, we're to worship together. We're to worship as in lieu of that day that we're going to be there. We're to hear his word to grow within that day as we're to be there. The body of Christ should be a representation of the kingdom of heaven. Do we look like it? Man, I wonder at times. You read about churches and some of the things that go on and all the things that happen. Does it look like it? Does the church of God today act like the kingdom of heaven? Do we look like it? Do we act like it? Do we act like servants? Do we act like unselfish people? Because that's what the kingdom is here with us. But lastly, the kingdom is before us. Lastly, it says we're going to be there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Listen to this, folks. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with a trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with the Lord, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Man, can you understand that we have the kingdom of God? It is within us. He's placed it within us as a new creation. We have a symbol of that today in His church. Do you see the church as you come together as part of the kingdom of God? Or is it all about you? Is it all about you? Or is it about, man, I got to serve and I want to serve. I want to serve within the kingdom of God. But not only that, folks, we have this hope, this assurance as what we look forward to in that day. That one day the kingdom of heaven in its entirety and in its fullness. Right now we kind of see through that veil darkly, dimly. But one day we will see and be known as it is known, and we will see, we'll be around the throne of Jesus. We'll be around the throne of God. Man, he says to encourage one another with these words, to encourage each other. That no matter what you're going through, though you slay me, guess what? There's going to be a day when there will be no more. When the trials of this life are going to be gone. When the questions and the issues of our life, when they will cease. And though you slay me, still I will praise. But one day, man, when that cloud goes apart and we hear the trumpet call of God, all this life is going to fade. And we're going to be home. They're going to stamp our spiritual passport. Let him in. Why? Because he trusts in the Lord Jesus. One writer says the best way to prepare for the coming of Christ, the best way to prepare for the coming of Christ is to never forget the presence of Christ right now. Do we forget the presence of Christ that in your toughest times, the issue that he is with you? I don't know how many of you teachers said, oh man, I'm back in school today, this week. Woohoo, I made it, I survived. I'm not a teacher like that. You guys, bless you. But even in the toughest times, guess what, man? God's called you to invest in those kids. It may not seem like it, but God's called you to invest. Because every life that walks in these doors, we prayed early this morning about this service, that every one of you coming in this church, every one of you in the seat this morning, you have a story. You have a life. You have a story. We may not know that story. We may not know the heartache that you're feeling right now. We may not know it, but God does. But every time that God says, I want to invest in you, I want you to know that you are loved. I want you to know that one day it's all going to be past. So the question today really is, where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? What popped into your mind when we said treasure? Some of you may have wondered. Others may have said, yeah, here's my treasure. And does it line up with, is it him? Is it the Lord Jesus? Do we struggle with thinking what our treasure might be? Some do. I asked this week different people, where's your treasure? What do you think it is? Oh. Well, the right answer would be Jesus. That's the right answer, right? But is it the truthful one? We've said this over and over. Do you love what he loves? Or do we love what we love? Do you today love what he loves? We've looked at that. He loves the word. He loves the issues of God's people. He loves to give. He loves it and calls us to be generous people who give. He loves glorifying the Son, glorifies the Father. The Spirit glorifies the Son. Do we glorify the Lord Jesus today in our words? Do we love what he loves, or do we love what we love and we hold tightly onto it? And so therefore we can't seek the kingdom of God, because you can't love two things, right? He says, you're going to love one and cling to that, or you're going to hate the other. You can't serve two masters. Where is your treasure? Do you love what he loves, or do we love what we love? I wish that were a decision that was one and done. Wouldn't it be nice? God, today, the 12th of August, I make a decision to love what you love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub. Yay, God, I'm done. I made that decision. At 9:53... But by 9:54, I may have to make that decision again. Do we love what he loves today? Or is it all about us? This kept going through my mind. In fact, I was telling somebody yesterday that I've overthought this message, studying and thinking. I just overthought it. There's too many things going through my head, too many directions to go, too many. I had to simplify and say, okay, just come down to it. But one of the things that kept coming into my mind, for some reason, I don't even know why, I didn't develop it because it just didn't seem, but the words kept coming through, a worthless treasure. What does the world do if it has a treasure, a world perspective? Do they hide it? Do they hoard it? Do they share it? Do they look at the treasure and say, I got it, you don't? It's worthless. A person who knows the Lord Jesus, and if we see the kingdom of heaven has this eternal treasure wrapped up within us, that we are a treasure. We are a jar. It's clay, but we're a jar that's made by God. And we have this treasure placed within us, the kingdom of heaven within us. And we should be just the antithesis of what the world is. We shouldn't hoard it. We should share it. We should give it away. We should say, listen, you didn't understand. Here it is, man. I know the world and its treasure worldview would not throw all of its treasure around. But they protect it. They hide it. They may not even see it. It may be just for their own enjoyment. I'll look at that picture on the wall, but nobody else can see it because I won't get stolen. But when the treasure in our heart is the kingdom of heaven, it's just the opposite. Isn't it just what God does? The worldview says it's this way, and yet this God's view says, no, no, no. I've placed this treasure within you, and the most amazing thing is there's enough treasure for everybody. For everyone. I'm not going to be diminished by telling you of the treasure of Jesus. No, it's going to fill back up. He came into the world that we might know him and have life. Is your greatest treasure worthless? Today, if you know the Lord Jesus, and I got to think, and this is my feeling, but when I deny Christ or am embarrassed of Christ or don't speak when I need to speak of Christ or don't have that mindset that I'm a citizen of an ambassador and an embassy for heaven, I am making the treasure of Christ worthless because I'm denying the power of it to change your life and your life and your life. I'm denying the power thereof when I don't share it. And that greatest treasure, knowing and loving Jesus. Isn't it great today to know that we want to love him, but it doesn't start with us. It's because he first loved us. Because Jesus knows you, and he loves you. In the midst of your failure, our men's group on Monday night, this last Monday, the study that we looked at as we're looking at common man, uncommon life. We finished a study. It was done by Navy SEALs. It was a great study. But the last one, remember, men, what was it about? What was the last one about, what we just saw Monday night? Never, never give up. Never, ever give up with every last ounce of energy. Now, the Navy SEALs would say they will never give up. With every last breath, they will get back into that fight. But they also said what's great about knowing Jesus is we're never give up, but it's through his power, not ours. And today, sometimes you may be here and say, man, I have failed, and I continue to fail. I'm just going to give up. Don't give up. Because God doesn't see you giving up. God sees you as a child of his. You're redeemed. That was the purpose he came for. And one day we're going to leave all the addiction behind. And one day we're going to leave all of our failure behind. And one of these days we're going to be with Jesus. And we're going to see him. And we're going to think, man, the weight I felt when sin was forgiven. But now the weight of understanding my human frailty is gone. Hallelujah. Because he knows us. And so today I pray the Spirit of God within you helps you to be encouraged today no matter what you're facing. You are loved. But as we walk out of here, folks, can we make a determination in our heart that the treasure of God is within us? To pray that prayer anytime, anywhere, any place, at any cost, God. At any cost, I'm going to follow you. And if I fail, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to say it again and again and again and again and again and again. Anytime. Knowing that he loves us. The treasure that he we have is incomparable to anything this world has to offer. Let our treasure be found in Jesus alone, because Jesus is everything. Say it with me. Jesus is everything. One more time.
Jesus is everything.
Father God, I pray that those words that come across our lips are not just easy to repeat and then walk away from, but that as we leave here in just a moment, that we will understand that you are everything and you desire within us. And so, God, I pray as we come, as we leave, that we will leave changed, challenged. God, help us to be the ambassador, the visible representation of Jesus to this world. Father, may we realize that as an ambassador, we are also an embassy. May this church look like the embassy of the Lord Jesus, and when people walk in, they feel the presence of the Lord Jesus here, a taste of heaven. May they find home here. May we give that as people of the redeemed people, may we give that to others, every person who walks through the door, that they are home with the Lord Jesus here. May we go out from here as well. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.